You're listening to Good Takes and Rookie Mistakes. I'm your host, Jackson James, and in today's episode, I'm joined by Monica Nieto as we discuss all of the childhood lies we were told growing up and how we kind of figured out that that was not the case. So enjoy. So to play off the name of the show,
right?
Yeah. Rookie Mistakes. I think growing up, you're very naive in what you perceive as fact or fiction.
Yes.
Right. So I came up, I was thinking about this earlier, and I was like, what are some things that as kids, aka rookies,
right,
that like we kind of look back on, and I was like, how are we that dumb?
Right.
How do we know like what's right or wrong?
Right.
And it was kind of Disney Channel kid, right? You're a Disney Channel
kid.
Oh,
heck yeah. Absolutely. Very much a Disney Channel kid.
Yes. So there's a lot of wacky scenarios in those shows. Like, I know for shows like Jessie, they have like a pet lizard.
Oh, God. Is Kipling? I think. Yeah. I think I'm right.
Yeah. Dog with a Block has a talking dog.
Oh, my gosh. Dog with a Block.
I thought that show was good.
It was good.
But apparently everyone thought it was really bad.
I thought it was bad. But I watched every single Disney Channel show growing up. So it was like,
What's your top three?
Wizards of Waverly Place for sure.
Absolutely.
Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Austin and Allie. But Good Luck Charlie was up there too.
Good Luck Charlie.
So
I remember Good Luck Charlie being like one of the more successful ones because it was always on. It was never done. Like the new season.
Yes.
But no, speaking of Wizards of Waverly Place in the movie,
I
remember the quicksand scene.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that would absolutely be something I would have to avoid in life was quicksand.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
No?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh man, like, how am I going to get out of quicksand? I gotta be able to grab a branch or not panic because you're going to sink faster.
Yeah.
Have not seen quicksand once in my life.
Honestly, I would be terrified if I saw quicksand because it makes me think of Indiana Jones 2 when they're in quicksand as well. That just seems scary.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about Indiana Jones. But no, so I'm like, okay, like, I got to know how to be calm under pressure if I ever see it. And nope, never happened. I did do some research, and apparently it's actually like a real thing, obviously.
Wait, quicksand?
Like quicksand's like a real thing.
Do you know where it's like located at?
It can be formed anywhere.
Oh.
Like with sand, and then like water, and then it needs to be like drained. But like that gets the effect of you sinking, and it won't be able to be drained. It's a very complicated process, but it could happen like pretty much anywhere.
Okay.
I think you can create it yourself, which is kind of scary.
That is scary. The crew don't listen to this.
Imagine some wacko creating a
like quicksand.
Quicksand right outside, like on a playground. not super deep, but like deep enough to at least get your to your shins.
Yeah. Poor kiddos.
Hopefully you don't like drown a kid. That'd be very dark.
Terrible.
That'd be very dark. But no, I definitely thought that quicksand would be.
That's a good one.
But another one, piranhas.
Piranhas. Oh my gosh, that reminds. Well, it wasn't piranhas. It wasn't Disney. But do you remember Victorious, that episode?
Oh my god, with the what's the.
It was like some type of fish, and then it would like
dead. I'm trying to figure the name.
Flesh.
They would eat. So yeah. Describe what happened in that episode.
So it was like an episode of where, I don't know, it was like Trina, she found some type of like fish or something. And then she was like, oh, like I saw like from a friend that like if you put these on your feet or like if you put your submerge your feet in the water that the fish are in, then they're gonna like kiss your feet. And when they kiss your feet, they take off the dead skin.
That's
which is like
that's crazy.
Gross.
So
why would they do that? But then all of them got thick because it had some type of like poisoning or something.
Yeah, like obviously there's some theories about Dan Schneider and all those like fetish. And that's like my main point of foot fetish. And they're like rubbing each other's feet in the hallways. Weird, weird, weird episode. We won't get into it. But you would think, and I think piranhas are in Peter Pan. I don't know why
I think
thought that.
Probably. It's been a while since I've seen Peter Pan.
Me too.
I'm thinking
like piranhas, like in the, if I'm ever in an ocean or a lake,
piranhas.
No.
Yeah.
Like
it's a good one.
There are things that will attack you in the water, like sharks or whatever.
Yeah.
But
are you afraid of sharks?
I'm not afraid of sharks. I'm not afraid of the ocean.
Ooh, that's.
But I did meet someone that is afraid of like the deep ocean, which I can completely understand.
Because it's like just goes out. I'm not afraid of the ocean, mm-hmm. but I'm afraid of like, I don't know. If I think too much about it, I'm like, I am such a small person in the grand scheme of the ocean. Especially if you can't see anything on the other side, it's like really beautiful.
Yeah.
But then also it can be just a little scary.
I don't like the thing about the ocean. I don't like a scuba diving.
Love scuba diving.
I don't think I don't like it. I just don't like the thought of it because it's not going down like underneath the water. It's the it's the idea of the pressure. Because during the training, so we went on like a family vacation like like a decade ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And we went to like Putacana. Mm-hmm. And like my parents signed us up, like our whole family up for scuba diving lessons. Mm-hmm. Which is in a pool.
Right.
So it's not that bad of a deal. But like I struggled with it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I was like, what, like 11, 10 at the time? So
baby
like
Jackson.
So like anxiety, baby Jackson.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die in the ocean. But no, like they were telling lessons of how you got to like breathe out of your mouth.
Oh,
like you got to keep breathing. Yes, then the pressure yes. like destroy your lungs. I'm like, yep, nope.
Yeah, that's nope, not for me.
Not for me.
Along with that, I think people who can like breathe underwater, because there's a certain way you can like do it or not breathe for like a long period of time, but at least like
you blow bubbles.
Yeah,
like but like breathing.
I can't. Like that terrifies me. Or also people who can open their eyes in the water.
Nope, that's not
like
me.
I used to like be on the swim team for 2 years, and like I remember there would be some times where I just felt like super confident. And I would be in like, let me try to see if I can open my eyes in the water. And then no, because it would just sting your eyes and it would hurt and it would burn. And then I was like, why did I was just too confident.
So yeah, like obviously I'm wearing glasses right now.
Yeah.
If I go to a pool, I wear contacts.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're actually, I don't think you're able to. Because then, yeah. So I'm not.
That'd be really bad.
But speaking of water, that transitioned to my next one, the Bermuda Triangle. You remember this? The one Disney Channel episode that comes to mind with the Zach and Cody Sweet Life on Deck episode.
Oh my gosh,
yes. When they go through the Bermuda Triangle and like the twins like switch personalities.
Oh.
But like Cody becomes like Zach, like kind of like a daredevil type thing.
Uh-huh.
And then Zach becomes Cody, like the nerdy one.
Yeah.
So like that's, and I thought, oh my God.
I gotta watch that episode.
I gotta be wary if I travel through the Bermuda Triangle because some funky stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah. I was always terrified of that as a kid.
I wonder, there's definitely more examples of Disney Channel using the Bermuda Triangle. I just can't think of any right now.
It's one that comes to mind isn't Disney Channel, but I recently watched Percy Jackson Sea Monsters. Mm-hmm. And so the sea monsters is like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it was just kind of weird because then they're like, oh, this is all stuff that happened. So it was like it's like an American, I guess, like folk story almost, you know? Or is it like real? I don't know.
Is it like one of those like folk
tales? Yeah, kind of like the Loch Ness monster kind of vibes.
Isn't that real?
Yeah, probably.
It's probably real.
Probably. Maybe. He's probably watching too. Yeah. Hey, Loch Ness monster. But no, I remember I saw it and I was just like, it was just like cool because Percy Jackson like put a spin on it though. Mm. But in terms of like Greek mythology, and then they're like, oh, it's the sea monsters. But that's the only like Bermuda Triangle I can think of. But no, as a kid, I was terrified of that.
You would think like, oh, I can't sail down there because.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh,
my family might disappear.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to disappear.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I definitely thought as a kid. Like, I got to be wary of. And then the final one I have. And this is just one I found in a Reddit thread, which I thought would be pretty funny, an anvil or a piano falling out of the sky.
The amount of times a piano falling out of the sky, or just like if you're, it happened, I can't think of the Disney Channel shows, but it happened on multiple ones when they were like on the window washing, like
on that side?
Or yeah, they were like window
cleaners.
Yeah, yeah, you know how they have that barrier or
like the elevator thing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I can remember. I don't know what show.
Oh, you thought you would be. I know what happens on iCarly and Jesse.
Yeah.
When they're like falling off.
And I'm like, and then they were like about to die. I was like, what? I always had a fear of like somehow I'm going to be in that scenario and then I'm going to fall off. Yes. Like,
no.
Yeah.
I do think I've seen one. One time, like a janitor at a hotel was using one of those.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, Monica. As we transition to points, where can the people listening find you on social media? If you want to give any of that.
Yeah. You guys can find me. I'm going to plug my Spotify because I think I make really good playlists. So you can find me on Monica Nieto on Spotify. Nieto is N-I-E-T-O. But don't be confused because there is also, I found out recently, a like music artist whose name is Monica Nieto too.
Ooh.
So kind of honored, but I'm not her. I don't put out music. So you can find me there. And then on Instagram, you can find me at MonicaNieto_34, which is funny. Story with that is that one of my favorite numbers is 34. Mm. I don't know why I like the numbers 34 and 43. I just think it's very satisfying. Mm.
Okay.
So it's always been MonicaNieto_34. So
is that your lucky number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah.
34 is a lucky number. And then, yeah, I feel like those are the main socials that I use. But yeah.
Very good. All links will be in the description as well.
Oh, and also on my YouTube, I forgot.
Oh boy.
I post some YouTube stuff of my Disney College program that I did last spring semester. And then I'm also wanting to post more like lifestyle stuff like TCU, being a student, organization videos, things like that. And that is just at Magically Monica on YouTube. So give me a follow. Nice.
Yeah, that's why we started the first segment with Disney Channel.
Yes, exactly. I'm a big Disney nerd, but not a Disney adult. I want that clear.
We'll keep that for another. If we bring you on for another one, we'll talk about Disney adults and where they went wrong in life.
Yes.
All right. Anyways, so going on from what we thought Disney Channel, or at least kids shows, were telling us would be impactful in our life.
Right.
I think it's important to look about what our parents were telling us about in life.
Yeah.
Because they don't know everything.
Yeah.
And I think as a kid, you think they know the answers to everything.
Golly.
So I want to ask you, are there things as a kid that your parents told you that were illegal, that you thought were illegal? Like your parents would be like, don't do that, it's illegal.
I know
for me was the car and the lights.
Oh,
when your parents are driving and you drop something in the back, like your phone or your iPod, and you turn on those lights.
And they're like, turn off those lights. I can't see.
You have 2 seconds to turn it on, find what you need, and then turn it off.
Yep.
Or you're getting yelled at.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And I remember like that being like a big thing.
Yeah.
Then you would get to the point where like, I can't turn this on.
Yeah.
I got to like figure it out on my own.
Yeah. That's a good one. I know. I remember like specific moments too, because we had a minivan growing up.
And we had a big Suburban.
Yeah. Yes. And my mom would just be like, turn that light off. Or like when my middle sister, Mitty, says she loves to read. And so she wanted to sometimes turn on the light. And my mom's like, no, you can't do that. And she was like really sad about it. But no, I get you on that one.
It's like, it's kind of the same vibe as like a light on an airplane.
Yeah. Because especially if you're sitting next to people, like you don't want to turn it on because you're like, it's kind of weird. Like, especially, you're going to be mad at me.
It's all, I think, timing wise in the day.
Yeah.
You shouldn't turn them on like before, I think, 10 a.m. Yeah. And you shouldn't turn them on like post 5, I think. There's like some unwritten rule about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely was that guy on my last flight. So I'm kind of a hypocrite because I wanted to read. I wanted to read on a plane. I had to finish my book. So I turned on the light and I was sitting next to my mom, luckily, and then some stranger.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh boy. And I could definitely tell the person next to me was a little irritated, which was really funny. I would look over to see like what she's doing on her phone. She's like playing like mobile games. And then she would just like look at me and I'm like, uh-oh. I'd be like,
so iconic.
Like, we're having a little bit of a conflict here.
Yeah. It's
really funny. But no, so that's like light on in the car was a big thing.
Yeah. Okay, let me think. Gosh. I think, one that comes to mind was like a big like illegal no-no, but like we all did it, was like, do you remember in like, not middle school, like elementary school, when your teacher or your parents had to sign your
permission slips?
Yes, yeah. Permission slips, but most importantly, like your planner to make sure that they knew what homework you had. That's what we had in my school.
You had to do that?
Yeah. So our
parents had to go public or private?
A private school.
That's probably why.
And so our parents had to sign off, and I felt like it was illegal, but there would be sometimes
you forged
my mom.
Would it be like when you got back from school, they'd had to sign in, or like when you completed the assignments, they would have to sign in?
It was just like every night they had to sign it to make sure that they saw what homework you had.
And so
that
they knew you had it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That makes
and so good, they were like, most of the time I was pretty good, but sometimes I would just have to sign it. Or like you said, if there was a certain signature or something that we needed for permissions. Usually for permission slips, I was a lot better because I'm like, okay, this is like an actual document.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to the planners, there'd be sometimes that I just was pretty good because both my mom and dad have both very distinct signatures, but after a while I got pretty good at
them. I think there's a certain age as a kid.
Yeah.
When you're like, screw this, I need to learn my parents'
signature.
And I think for my mom, she had a way of doing it and my dad had a way of doing it. Two different ways. Like some like, do their full name. Some just do like
a little scribble
or whatever.
They have like an abbreviated signature, both my parents do.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, how can I do this? And then you always, there's one parent.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to call myself out by doing
it.
There's one parent you're like, oh, I can get this down.
Yep.
And then it's like, obviously I don't think I do that like for permission slips, like field trips or whatever. Cause like, what's the point?
Right.
But like stuff like that or like a report card.
Oh yeah.
Trouble.
Report cards as a kid.
You had to get those signed.
Yeah.
So you too. Like you remember like, did you get it in like an orange-ish, like kind of like a case files like folder?
Ours kind of. Mm. Ours was more in like, I think it got mailed to us, even though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. It was kind of weird. But no, ours was like, I remember it was like a little like trifold thing.
I remember. So we were like giving them out at school and like we had to show our parents
because
we had to get their signature.
Mm.
So
yeah. Nice.
I would say another thing that was illegal as a kid was like the myth about swallowing gum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
It was like, I feel like years fluctuated too.
Yeah.
It was like 7 years or 13 years or 10 years or whatever. So I did a little research on the side.
I'm curious.
To get down to this problem.
Okay.
Because honestly, I did not know to this day probably what the real answer was.
Spit the facts.
So
let's hear it.
I actually looked this up, and this is from, I think, mythorfact.com.
Okay, nice. So it's very accurate.
It says, quote, most people empty their stomachs 30 to 120 minutes after eating.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting. I didn't think about it like that on the average.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that includes gum.
Gum doesn't...
Let me get to it.
This is tea.
The gum base isn't insoluble. Just like a fiber of the base of raw vegetables, corn, popcorn kernels, and seeds. Says Dr. McReel. How do you pronounce that? So, you know how sometimes in your number two, you can see some things that you've eaten.
Yeah.
It's the same way with gum. While our bodies do not possess digestive enzymes to specifically break down gum base. So you're not going to digest it. So, and it's not going to stick to your walls, like the walls of your like intestine line or your stomach. Yeah. So you're just going to see it in your poop.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which I wish I knew this as a kid, because then
I would just be.
Because people still swallow their gum today, and I'm like, oh, that's. I legit thought oh, that's gonna add up.
No, same. Because
like, that's gonna be a problem for you somehow in life. I don't know what like health effects you're gonna have, but I'm gonna be healthier than you for some reason.
No, I agree. Because I always thought like it would just expand, like the gum would expand, and then it would
expand like a bubble.
like you know how not like when you like blow it, but like when you're. Like it's small, like just like the stick of gum or something, and then you chew it, and then it's all gushy. But I thought like it would expand,
like on
your
or go flat,
like go flat, and expand. Okay. Yeah, like that on like your intestines or something, and then it would just stick there, and then like build up.
Yeah,
but no, yeah, gum is a good one because
I was like, things. I don't think I ever got in trouble for doing it.
Yeah,
it's more of just like a
moral
warning.
Yeah,
you're like, I don't know if my parents did this or like teachers or friends, but like. I always remember, like, people be like, don't swallow your gum.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, when you would swallow it, you'd be like, uh-oh.
Yep.
Like,
I'm going to die.
I'm in trouble. So, yeah, that's another one that I have.
That's a good one.
Do you have any more?
Ooh, let me think.
I'm trying to think of some, too.
I know, just as a kid, there were so many things that you believed. Of course, I thought almost, like, it was illegal to, like, ask questions about, like... More questions talking about, I guess, the origins of, like, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy.
Really?
Like, well, not bad, but it was just, like, almost, like, an unwritten rule that you couldn't, like, ask if they were real. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think I know what you mean, but I don't think I got, like, I never got ridiculed
or like,
yelled at for asking about it.
Well, I didn't get yelled at either, but I just had the assumption in my head that I'm like, I can't ask my parents if they're real or not.
So you just never asked them? You just thought like this would be a bad idea if I asked them?
Yeah, because I don't know. I was like, okay, there's two sides of me. I was like a really good kid, had great parents, like my sisters too, as a lot of people. And so I was really blessed in that way.
Yeah.
But also I was a very sassy little stubborn.
You were smart aleck, weren't you?
I was very much a smart aleck. Yeah. Yeah. My sisters and my family will definitely laugh at this because it's very accurate.
Very true. Very true. Well, yeah. Gosh, I remember, like, there's a lot of things that like when I have kids that I'll look at and I'll be like, I'm going to like, that's totally fine for you to do something like that. Like the lights on in the car.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to be like, turn those things off.
You're gonna be like, my parents did it to me, so I'm gonna do it.
I'd be like, no, that's actually illegal.
Yeah.
But until you can actually know how to look that up to prove me wrong, those lights are going off.
That's a good one.
And there's a lot. And then you were talking about how music being too loud while you're like,
oh yeah, yes. Because I remember, I don't know, like, well, of course, like it is kind of illegal to be on your phone when you're driving. Like that's an actual crime.
Yeah, that's a crime.
I don't do it, I promise. But like, I just remember it would be funny. Like, I don't know. It's always funny. Like, just even the saying of like, parents are always like, you need to turn down the music, or they're like, turn down the music when they're looking at the map, so it's like they can see it better. You know what I mean? So, like, that just logically does not make sense.
My mom's the type of person to like, be very zoned in on something. So like if there's music, she'll like turn it off. So I can definitely see that being a thing. So yeah, that's definitely just a parent thing. And that's for me too. Like when I remember, like when I try to park in places and I'm turning on the radio, I always turn it off because it heightens my focus.
Yeah.
So maybe that's more of like a fact.
Yeah.
Instead of like a myth. Because maybe that's true. Because it's not.
It's connected like eyesight and then it's like audio.
You're probably more focused.
Yeah.
Or if you were to take an exam, would you prefer it with no or blasting music or no music?
No music. Yeah.
So I think
interesting. Maybe my parents were onto something.
My parents actually knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
All right. Getting into our final thing, final talking point of today's episode. The reason why I brought you onto the show, or show, first episode of the podcast.
I am
as
so,
I try.
First of all, I'm so honored to be your first guest.
Yes. As I try to bring in various people in terms of how we're connected and see how we're connected.
Yes.
I'd say the one thing we're connected besides our faith is our radio show.
Yes.
We do have a radio. Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So Jackson and I have a radio show and it's called What's Poppin'. It's so good, so fun. And we talk about everything dealing with pop culture and it's on KTCU 88.7 FM, but you can also listen online from Thursdays from 8 to 9.
And I'm pretty sure it's on the TuneIn app.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
That every link that we say will be in the description
below.
And you can also find us. That should be like tagged somewhere on our social media pages.
Yeah.
So you'll find that. But no, so like the radio show is definitely like, obviously you're a major Stratcom.
Yeah.
And I'm film, television, digital media.
Yeah.
So it's like definitely that communications base as we're in the communications school. And so I was just thinking, since we're kind of talking about childhood, this sort of episode. I want to talk about like radio's impact.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I remember as a kid, radio not being a huge thing at home, but definitely in the car.
Oh yes.
And so then over time you slowly saw like the transition or I guess the evolution of music in the car.
Yep.
So it was first like the radio, like you play stuff on the radio. And then there's like the aux cord. And even I remember in one of my like growing up cars, like we had a cassette tape that had an aux cord going out because we didn't have like that's how like old or like old technology were in the cars at that time.
Right.
You'd have to put a cassette tape that like acted as an aux player, which is actually a pretty cool invention.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Like that's the only way. And you would never you would rarely use that. You'd only stand that one car. So if you take a bigger car, you would never take it.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
So
dang. Oh my gosh. Radiohead. Honestly, I feel like a pretty big impact on me because going along with like being a Disney kid, Radio Disney, me and my sisters would listen to that religiously. Like it was bad. It was always on in the car. And now it's really sad because like Radio Disney doesn't exist anymore. Like they got rid of it maybe like a year or two ago because it's like no one listens to the radio.
It's not a moneymaker anymore.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
I definitely think you could get some money. I mean, it's probably just a loss though for them.
Yeah.
Think about it, but like they could definitely get some money by playing Disney radio.
Yeah.
But at the same point, from the aux cord, you get the transition to CarPlay.
Yep.
And Android Play or whatever's on Android, and you get that, and then you just play your own music.
Yeah.
It's like I try like in the car I drive right now, it only has radio, which I kind of like.
Really? Ooh. Okay.
So I can't figure out how to figure out aux because there's not like a functional like aux cord in the simpler ways.
Yeah.
The car's from like 2007.
Okay.
That's how old the car is.
Mine is, so my car is, wait, what type of car is yours?
Nissan 350Z.
Okay. Because I have a 2009 and Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I have Bluetooth like audio.
Okay.
But what it is like it's this thing on like Spotify. I'm not Spotify, Amazon, not sponsored. I don't know what the name of it is. It's
dongle.
Like a CarPlay. But it's like, you know the what is it called? The charger that you have in the car, like for USB. It's like round.
Oh no, the cigarette lighter.
Yeah. So you put a cigarette lighter in there, but it's also a Bluetooth thing.
So
And so I do that, and then it connects with a certain station that is only like static, and then like I'm able to connect my phone with that, and then so my like music that I play on the car comes off of like a station. I think mine's is like 95.5 or something.
Interesting.
But it only works if like my phone was like plugged in. But it's like cool.
And that's
like
actually, it's like the really technology nice. Going from the cassette
to
the cigarette, like Bluetooth. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now all you got is the plug and play.
Yeah.
With your phone.
Yeah.
And you can look. I love CarPlay though. Like I'm not going to be a hater. I love CarPlay. Like, just because you get GPS on there.
Oh yeah.
I'm definitely not street smart, so I need my GPS. Oh. Even for the simple things.
No, me too. If I go somewhere at least like 20 times still, wait, is it a left at the third light or is it a right? Like I don't trust myself. Yeah.
I wish radio, I don't know, like I think radio is just going to stay the way it is.
Yeah.
But like I think it'll get less and less, mm-hmm. but I don't think it'll ever be. Relevance of radio is sports.
Yeah.
And that goes with TV too.
Yeah.
The only reason you're listening to radio, besides like the small minority of people listening to like their favorite radio station or favorite radio shows is for sports.
That's
like, if you're like, I remember this is just one memory that pops in my mind. It was like 2015. My dad and I go to a grocery store during like the NFL playoffs and we're at the grocery store and then we hop in the car, immediately turn on the radio to the NFL playoff game just so we can keep up. So when we get home, we turn on the TV and watch the games.
Yeah. Interesting. Going along with that, I know my family, my aunt, she's been like really into like winning like things on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jackson, she wins something at least like once a month. I'm not even joking. Really? And she's been doing that for like 3 or 4 years. Insane.
She's a beast for that.
Yeah.
But I think it's like due to the low audience.
Yeah.
But like, go get your free thing. Go get your bag.
I was like, if you want free tickets to like concerts or to like, I don't know, fun things to do in like wherever you're from, like mm-hmm. listen to the radio because not a lot of people like win stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they're just giving away stuff. And that's how I won something on Radio Disney.
Okay.
I once Secret of the Wings, which was like a Tinkerbell movie, It was signed by Debbie Ryan.
That's actually pretty cool. Do you still have it?
Yeah, I still have
it. Do you have it on display?
I don't have it on. It's just like,
don't tell me it's in storage.
No, it's not. Our movie bookcase that we have.
Okay,
but like, fine. No,
you should definitely have it on display at the time. Like once you get your own place, definitely have it on your mantle, like, above your fire.
Just like Debbie Ryan signature. It's just a staple in my life now. But
yes, like today I legit did a radio giveaway. No one called in. They were like tickets to Toto's tour. Like the Africa band.
And no one called in.
And I repeated it, the phone number and everything, and no one called in.
So sad. See guys, don't let that be you. Get those tickets.
Yeah. So I would say, and now maybe this is, I could be a hypocrite because when I'm driving, like I like to put my music on in the car.
Yeah, same.
But I think everyone should strive to at least listen to the radio on a short drive.
And I mean, a great time to listen to the radio is when our show's on. I think we're pretty cool and it's a really good show, actually.
So make sure to subscribe to All Jacked Up and wherever you get your podcasts so you'll be notified when a new episode is released. Monica, I want to thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I had so much fun.
Absolutely. Make sure to follow me all on Twitter at @alljackedup_ for updates and visit the brand new that will be launched the day that this episode is released, www.allthingsjackedup.com. Make sure it's on Google.
Yes.
To catch up on all things and other episodes of our podcast here on All Jacked Up. We'll see you guys later.